Hare Krishna. Today I had a conversation with a devotee about taking medication. This was specifically about taking medication for a mental or emotional state. And the devotee was objecting or protesting to taking medication, saying that it's against the regulated principles. Now, I've never heard that anywhere. Rather, I saw Srila Prabhupada taking medication, although Prabhupada tried to stay away from it as much as possible, but when needed, then he did it. Although Prabhupada preferred Ayurvedic medicine. So I take medication for high blood pressure, trying to avoid having to take medication for my cholesterol, but if I can't bring it down with diet and exercise, then it may be that I have to. And of course, I mean, because perpetual headaches, I take medicine for that. Our business is to serve Krishna, and the circumstances and situation that must facilitate us for serving Krishna, then we should do the needful. Utility is the principle. So, and I've personally recommended to devotees, because I see sometimes the devotees go through real trauma in life. They have emotional and psychological problems, which is not new. It's just another type of ailment, and it's an ailment that really pervades modern society. World Health Organization recognizes that mental health is the main single major disease of this century, supposedly touching 80% of the people. Of course, I'm not recommending wanton use of all kinds of medication that people speculate and take advantage. But when devotees, senior devotees suggest it, when the doctor suggests it under medical supervision and devotees' guidance, yes, devotees should do the needful. We should do the needful so that we can get on with our life and get on with Krishna consciousness. It's not a breaking of the regulative principles as much as possible. It should be avoided, but if it can't be avoided, then we do it. Just like Prabhupada wasn't into exercise, but if you need exercise to stay healthy, then you do it, and devotees do it. Generally, they have less compulsion about doing that. Prabhupada wasn't into yoga directly. He said it was not necessary to do asanas, but to keep healthy, if you have to do asanas, then you do it. But it doesn't become a fixation. It's just rather as something that's out of necessary, doing the needful. So similarly, devotees should consider well that in Kali Yuga, physical, mental, emotional well-being is both very important and very difficult to keep. But Prabhupada wanted us to live long and live a healthy, productive life in order to be able to serve Krishna and meet life's missions. So in this case, we should do the needful when necessary, but of course be very balanced and sane about the whole thing. Hare Krishna.